Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, March 5th, 2010. A beautiful sunny day here where we live, and it's a joy to share a message we believe is based upon God's Word and will hopefully both encourage and challenge you today. We titled it, Bad Surfing. The scripture text is Ephesians 4, verses 14 and 15.
Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Him who is the head, that is, Christ.
I resist fads. Even in high school, I was probably considered by some a bit of a square for this. As a result, I probably missed out on some good things in life just because of this resistance. However, I feel I've also avoided some teaching or trends which might have been of little value or even detrimental to my spiritual growth. You see, I feel if it's good, it will last, and I can use it when it's been tried, and I clearly see the results. Early in my service for Christ, I noticed the marketing of fads by various ministries and Christian bookstores. One of my earlier memories in this regard was a rather expensive video teaching series on the Lord's Prayer back in the mid-80s. Although there may have been some valuable points, I was really annoyed by the attitude prevalent at this time. You just have to watch this and show it to your congregation, or you're not with it. Otherwise, I might appear to be withholding a blessing, and that really could be troubling to many pastors. Besides the fact that we were in a church plant with very limited funds, I was troubled that a very familiar passage from Scripture was being marketed in such a way that we didn't present it as packaged by this particular, as I recall, a television evangelist. Believers would lack in their knowledge and understanding of Scripture.
In a recent blog post, a longtime pastor and teacher, John MacArthur refers to he calls it the evangelical fad surfing, and I quote him, "They follow whatever is the latest popular trend. They buy whatever is the current bestseller. They line up to see any celebrity who speaks spiritual-sounding language. They watch eagerly for the next Hollywood movie with any, quote, spiritual, end quote, theme or religious imagery that they can latch onto. And evangelicals discuss these fads and fashions endlessly, as if every cultural icon that captures their attention had profound and serious spiritual significance. Evangelical churchgoers desperately want their churches to stay on the leading edge of whatever is currently in vogue in the evangelical community."
And that ends MacArthur's quote. Boy, that is a stunning quote from an excellent article I linked to in today's message. The daily text describes the volatility of those who fail to grow and mature in Christ. They become unstable like, and I quote the verse again, infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming.
The writer of Hebrews warned in chapter 13, verse 9, "Do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines." Today we see a departure from the course of faith and biblical teaching that our forefathers could hardly have imagined. Even in our own lifetime, speaking of Stephen's and mine, who would have predicted that something as foundational as a basic constitution of holy marriage between a man and a woman would be a serious issue of departure? Some of our listeners have been forced by biblical conviction to leave their church due to leadership that has deviated from God's holy word. Tragically, some pastors are basing their teaching more on the popularity of opinion polls than the unwavering opinion as taught by our Creator.
Well, what can the righteous do? And I have two points here that I think are important. First of all, I call on my pastor peers to preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. That's a direct command from 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. And to faithfully teach what is in accord with sound doctrine. That's Titus 2:1. Pastors, resist the trite fads that flood the church, though it may go counter to the plethora of church growth and vice we are all flooded with. Secondly, we call on all our dedicated followers of Christ to implement the God-ordained means to stability and growth and health in your spiritual lives. Through our unwavering commitment to read God's Word and through the practice of other spiritual disciplines, the character of Christ is developed in us as we are rooted and grounded in Him who is the head, which results in long-term spiritual stability.
Let's pray together. Father, your warnings regarding the deluge of deceitful tactics from the enemy is evidenced all around us through the media, books, false prophets, and even well-meaning but confused individuals. Your word is a stabilizing and authoritative doctrinal manual for all that I need for life and godliness. You promise to bring maturity into my Christian walk as I apply your teaching so that I attain to the fullness of your Son, Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone. Help me to be wise, studied, and vigilant so that I can correctly discern good from bad, truth from error. In your holy name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, a little bit probably harder message than usual, but one that we feel needs to be shared. We do have several resources available on our site today. We are at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared for Friday, March 5th, 2010. And we do have a link to that blog article just written a couple days ago by John MacArthur. The title of that article, by the way, is How Did We Make Such an Evangelical Mess? Let me tell you, it really resonates with me. We also have a couple links to songs we feel would supplement the message in a musical sense. And a perspective I wrote a number of years ago on spiritual stability, being strong and faithful in Christ. Well, thank you for joining us today. It's a privilege to share God's Word, and seems like we both had our share of stumbles today, but you are listening to two people preparing this from our home office in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA, on a Friday now afternoon. We usually try to get this out by noon, but we're a little late today. May you indeed consider the fads that come our way and choose rather to build your life upon the rock of Christ.